Come down from that tree, Zacchaeus, today I must stay in your house. This week, in praying about this scripture, I was reminded of something that happened about 25 years ago when my mother was dying. I was the primary caregiver for a period of time, and I used to go in her room and we would talk, and sometimes we'd talk about life and death, you know. It was an unavoidable subject, and we got in the habit of conversing in this way. I would come in and I'd say, "Well, Mom, are you ready to go today?" And she'd say something like, "Yes, I am, but I'd like to wait until tomorrow. Lord, give me one more day." You know, and every day it would be the same thing. She's ready to go, but could we wait until tomorrow? And over the years, I've found that conversation pretty much sums up the human experience, is that even if we are ready to go, we've had a good confession and things are going well, we'd still like another day. There's always something more to do. And it is the human condition to want to hold on. In today's reading, Zacchaeus is up in a tree, and he's looking for Jesus. I think he represents all of us. And if we recognize the grace, when Jesus passes under our tree, and we recognize him calling up to us, our life will change forever. We have to be aware of that, because there is a sacred place where you and the Lord are going to meet. And that place is called today. The only place, this present moment, where we can encounter the living God. What we find in life is so many of us are metaphorically up in a tree. We're either looking in the past, half the time, with regrets, things we can't change, or longing for things that will never come again. Or we're looking anxiously into the future, like the Thessalonians were, who thought the second coming was about to occur. Or we're over-anticipating the future. And yet, grace comes only today. And yet, God is everywhere, every place, all at once. The past, the present, the future, it's all present to him, but not to us. It is not given to us in this world to be present to all those places. That's the next world, outside of time. We are as if going in a line of time in which one event follows another. We only live on the cutting edge. God, however, is present at all of those places all at once. And yet, we can only encounter him where the two come together in our lives, which is now. Even the beginning of Mass has already receded into the past, hasn't it? We only have this present moment. And when we become more aware of it, we suddenly become more aware of God who is speaking in the now. If we have the presence of mind to put the other things aside, and the Spirit helps us to do that. One of the places that this is seen so often in the Catholic Church is at Mass. Not only is God speaking to us through all time through the Scriptures, but as I've mentioned on several other occasions, the Eucharist is a place where time and eternity meet. On one side, we have Kaiser and all of us here on in this world, and on the other side, we have heaven. And it's the same reality. It is Christ. On our side, we see with faith. On their side, they see in glory. Christ instituted the Last Supper precisely so that all people at all time could be present at that meal and sacrifice, so that Christ's blood would be in all of us on the cross. So all of us, it brings it forward in time and it brings us back in time. And all the masses throughout the world for all time are all in one place, in a sense. We're all at one service because it's one sacrifice. And our Lord invites us to kind of step out of time for an hour, in a sense, and into a world in which we are very close to eternity. The only other place I can think of that's quite like it is the moment of death. And if you've been present at those times, know the two worlds come together And sometimes the fingers kind of stick through a little bit. And that happens at Eucharist sometimes too, with Eucharistic miracles. Now the Thessalonians, it's a very interesting letter to the Thessalonians, because scripture scholars believe that that was probably the first letters Paul wrote. They're almost certainly the first part of the New Testament to be written down. They precede the Gospels. And what do we find, this first generation of Christians, what are they worrying about? The future. They're worried about the second coming of Christ. Sounds kind of funny. Here we are 2,000 years later. And yet Paul says, get busy. Get to work. Get going. Remember I said a couple, I think it was about a year ago, Father Grishel once encountered somebody who was came up to me and said, I think the world's going to end tomorrow. Kind of a kooky guy. What should I do? What would you do if the world was going to end tomorrow? Hopefully you won't have to change anything, huh? He said, if the world's going to end tomorrow, look busy. I love that line. So Christ calls us to be present to the moment. I think a lot of us are worried about the wrong things. We really are. I was trying to make a list of all the things that, you know, everything from terrorism and mass destruction weapons, and then you've got bees disappearing of all things, you know, even asteroids. Can you believe, you know, if an asteroid's going to hit, I'm not going to have time to worry about it. That's the last thing on earth I need to worry about with all the problems we have in this world, global warming and our Lord. And you know, the thing is that we have so many ways to hear news, and it's almost all bad news, isn't it? I mean, we've got, you've got the internet, you've got web blogs, you've got podcasts, you've got TV, radio, newspapers, cell phones have news on them, and it's all bad news. You know, where's the good news? And it makes us worry about the wrong things, or we're worried about saving enough money, or we're looking in the past. And meanwhile, what's happening is the Lord is passing by. We're in Jericho. You know, the crossroads of the Middle East, Jericho was. And it still is in some ways. And Jesus is walking right under our tree, and we're not looking. But Zacchaeus was looking because he was short. He had to work at it. And so he looked down, and Jesus was there. And Jesus looks up at him and he says, come down from that tree, Zacchaeus. Come down from that tree, and I will eat with you. Such as here, if we recognize him, he will come and eat with us and feed us on the Word of God. I have been helped over the years by a little book that I read, have read many times, called Abandonment to Divine Providence by Father Pierre Jean de Cussaud. I'm looking for one person that's read this besides me. I can't believe nobody's read this wonderful book. Oh, good. You're the only one in three masses. Anyway, he is a French Jesuit, and he wrote that life serves us a banquet at every moment. If we have the eyes to see it, God has arranged things or uses the things that happen in our lives that seem like accidents, and God works them to good. You have the whole banquet there, the meat and potatoes, the dessert, the vegetables, and then the things we don't like Brussels sprouts, do I dare say this again, or turnips, because you never know what's going to turn up in life. I came up with that by accident last night. That was funny. But it's true, isn't it? And we're always looking for something else. And yet, everything we need to nourish us is in the present moment. And our Lord told us in the Our Father, he says, give us today our daily bread. In the spiritual life, that's all we have. We have to save for retirement, okay? But in the spiritual life, the Lord doesn't allow us to build up our resources like that. We only have the grace to fight the battle that we're facing at this moment. The further we advance in the spiritual life, the less he's going to indulge us with giving us more than we need. We have to trust. Zacchaeus was the biggest sinner in Jericho. Everybody knew it. It seems like every week there's a tax collector getting saved, right? Little wisdom there. We are all, in a sense, tax collectors. None of us deserves to sit down with Jesus at a meal. I'm not worthy. But he comes anyway. And he comes bringing all these gifts for us in the present moment if we have the eyes to see. And so today, as we go through our week, all of us, many of us, are up in the tree, you know, like Zacchaeus was, looking around, looking into the past with regrets or longings, or looking into the future with anxiety or over anticipating. And Christ, passing by, looks up to us and he says, "Come down from that tree, Zacchaeus. I mean to stay in your house today."